On an adventure, the difference between victory and defeat can come down to the quality of your equipment and magic items. But in order to use magic items effectively, you have to know what they are. An unidentified magic item is just as much, if not more so, a danger to you than to your foes. So if you aren't absolutely sure what you've got, bring it to Diviner Valdez, who can tell you what you have. Today, on a very special Artifacts Roadshow, Diviner Valdez will identify the treasures taken by the Heroes of Stonetree Broadcasting from the Frost Caverns of Greyagare Spartak.
I got this weird ring. It's a bit like a signet ring, I guess, but the face is blank and filled with this weird black stuff.
Look, if you touch it, the color changes.
Ah, yes. The black material responds to heat, correct? Body heat?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. What is it?
This is a mood ring of elemental resistance.
A what?
Wearing this ring changes the color based on your body heat. That part actually isn't magic. It's an alchemical compound. They say the color change reflects your mood, which it sort of does. When you feel angry, you tend to get warmer and the ring turns red. Sadness is cooler, it turns blue. Happiness is green, so on.
So it's not magic?
No, it is. The magic is that based on the color. It gives you resistance to a different type of elemental damage. So if you're angry, the red color shows that you're resistant to fire.
That's pretty good.
There is a catch. When you are angry and thus resistant to fire, you are also vulnerable to cold.
Oh, still. What do the different colors do?
Let's see. If you're sad and the ring is blue, that makes you resistant to cold and vulnerable to fire. If you are happy and the ring knows it and it turns green, you become resistant to poison but weak to psychic damage. Yellow shows fear and makes you resistant to lightning but weak to death energy. Calm is sort of a turquoise color and that makes you resistant to psychic but weak to poison.
What about black?
Black?
Sure. It's usually black.
Right. But black indicates a lack of body heat, so if you're wearing it and it's black, you've already died, like, a while ago.
So black doesn't do anything?
No, I guess black does do something. As I said, it's not really likely to come up when you're in a state to care, but black makes you resistant to death energy and weak against lightning.
Oh, right. Huh.
Even though that's got a bit of a drawback, I wouldn't say it's cursed. A careful adventurer with good body or emotional control could make excellent use of the mood ring of elemental resistance. After all, you're generally unlikely to encounter both extreme fire and cold at the same time. At auction, I'd say 2,300 gold.
Wow! Great!
The Mood Ring of Elemental Resistance, looted from the Frost Caverns. 2,300 gold.
I got this belt thing. It's a bit fancy for me with its golden emerald studs, but if it's magic enough.
Sure. I believe that this is a type of girdle of enhancement.
Really? Wow. What does it enhance? My strength? My speed? Or my hotness?
Well, there are girdles of enhancement that enhance those things, but this one enhances digestion.
What? Digestion? What does that even mean? I'm a halfling. I'm already pretty good at digesting.
It enhances the things you digest? So if you were starving in the wilderness, each thing you ate would be twice as nutritious. Each meal would basically count twice, or you could digest things you ordinarily couldn't.
That's so lame! It's a belt that makes it so I have to eat less? Or I can eat food that's worse?
Yes. But I suspect it may go a bit beyond that and enhance anything that goes through your digestive tract.
What do you mean?
It may increase the efficacy of any potions or elixirs you ingest as well, or anything that you eat to gain a benefit from.
That's a little less lame.
And, of course, Since it increases your digestion, I would guess that while you don't have to eat as much, you could, in fact, eat much more because of the increased efficiency.
This sounds better all the time. Yeah!
If you did want to sell it, it is probably worth 875 gold.
Thanks!
Girdle of Enhancement, Digestive, taken from the treasures of Greyager Spartak. 875 gold.
I was given this shield out of the Lich's loot, since I'm the only one in our group who actually uses a shield. It's a bit gaudy for my tastes, but perhaps it's worth something.
Yes, it certainly is a striking piece of equipment.
Ah, but surely you mean that it is a piece of equipment for being struck.
I don't follow.
Don't you see? You said it was a striking piece of equipment, referring to its appearance. But it's a shield, which is equipment for blocking attacks or being struck. Both striking and struck, as it were.
It is a pun or a play on words, I see. Well, yes, well, I believe that this is a shimmering shield.
Yes?
Yes. No amount of strikes or filth will be able to truly tarnish this shield. And it can always catch whatever light there is to provide a dazzling reflection. In true dark, it will gleam with its own light, said to be reflected from a higher plane.
I say, that does sound quite good, doesn't it?
And, of course, actual light reflected is enhanced. The brighter the light, obviously, the more intense the reflection. In daylight, you can use the sun's reflection to dazzle opponents, but even torchlight or ambient magical glow can be focused into a beam against foes.
Is that really an honorable way to fight?
There is a grand tradition of using the environment in battles and duels. Why should using the very light as a weapon itself be different?
Yes, I suppose so. However, tell me, if I wanted to sell this peculiar item, how much is it worth?
At auction, I would expect to pay 1,700 gold.
I see. Yes, thank you very much.
The Shimmering Shield, recovered by adventurers from the lair of a deadly lich. 1,700 gold. That's it for this special Artifacts Roadshow. As our heroes of Stone Tree Broadcasting near the end of their quest, surely their newly identified treasures will provide the keys to victory. Somehow. And, as always, if you have unidentified magical artifacts, treasures, or objects, don't try to use them until you know what they are. Bring them to Diviner Valdez and learn exactly what you're dealing with. You're listening to Kingdom of Stone Tree Broadcasting.